USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump wants Congress to provide major funding for schools. During a briefing late yesterday, the president asked lawmakers for $105 billion to help get kids back to the classrooms this fall. The money would be used for smaller class sizes, teachers' aides, and making space for social distancing and masks for everyone. Meanwhile, this morning, the White House Task Force Coordinator on Coronavirus, Dr. Deborah Birx, said that it's unclear how easily children can spread the virus.
What I can't tell you for sure is whether children under 10 in the United States don't spread the virus is the same as children over 10. I think that is still an open question that needs to be studied in the United States.
The city of Chicago removed two Christopher Columbus statues in two Chicago parks overnight. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says U.S. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling federal agents responding to Portland protests stormtroopers is a dangerous thing.
The fact that you're going to call any law enforcement, whether it's stormtroopers, we've heard them referred to as thugs or Gestapo, that is absolutely absurd. They are enforcing law. They are enforcing statute passed by Congress.
Wolf was speaking on Fox News this morning. Tropical Storm Hanna on track to hit the Texas Gulf Coast. Most of it coming tomorrow, but Hanna will bring heavy rain and winds beginning later today. Hurricane watches are in effect as Tropical Storm Gonzalo moves closer to the Caribbean islands. The National Hurricane Center says Gonzalo's about 600 miles east of the South Windward Islands, packing 60-mile-an-hour winds so far, expected to strengthen soon. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
A high-profile GOP U.S. senator wants to see the impeachment of New York's governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Kentucky Senator Dr. Rand Paul said that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should be impeached for what he sees as a mishandling of that state's coronavirus response.
Well, I think what you found in New York is that we ended up having a horrendous death. We had 30-some-odd thousand people die. Their death rate is about 1,600 per million, the highest in the country, 8 times worse than Florida, 10 times worse than Texas. So I don't think there's a lot in New York that we can look to and say, oh, that's what we should model after. In fact, I really think Governor Cuomo ought to be impeached for the worst public health decision maybe in a century, sending patients with coronavirus back to nursing homes.
Paul also said he thinks about 25% of New York is now immune to the virus because so many people got it at the beginning of the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
And the Nationals, Yankees, Dodgers, and Giants opened the Major League Baseball season yesterday. The rest of the clubs will play their openers today. Highlights, the Atlanta Braves visiting the New York Mets. The Texas Rangers will open up new Globe Life Field against the visiting Colorado Rockies. The Cubs host the Brewers. The White Sox welcome the Twins. The Red Sox open at home against Baltimore. And the Astros will be hosting the Mariners. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.